Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. When you get a chance, lots of stuff there will help you. We got a brand new video up, a brand new poll question, lots of stuff there. We update it every single day. And whatever's going on in your mind, if you've got a business you want to start, you've got one that you're already running, you've got one you're trying to get rid of, we've got something that will help you there. Larry Robertson helps us every time he joins us. He's been a member of our Brain Trust for a long time now. He's the founder of Lighthouse Consulting, the author of A Deliberate Pause, which is a book that I highly recommend to you. Put a .com on the end of that the book title, and you'll find his website and his book. Larry, thanks again for hanging out with us and for helping us develop the concept, the idea, the notion, the feeling, the state of being that is entrepreneurship. And we've been talking about that earlier in the previous segment. We talked about some of the ways people define, the way we define entrepreneurship and how some people feel about that. I think you can become an entrepreneur, and then I think you can stop being an entrepreneur. Larry, you and I both know people who did something really entrepreneurial, created something, and then just stopped being an entrepreneur and started becoming an operator.
Yes.
I've known people who started a business because they were very entrepreneurial. They created it, and they couldn't stop being an entrepreneur, and they couldn't run their business.
That's correct. And we've seen the reverse, too, Jim, where people who have worked a long time for others and then at a later date in their life have decided to create something of their own. So there isn't a set profile.
That's the reason I kind of think of it as a state of being. That you can have, or you can let go, and you can exercise it or not. But what do you think? Talk to us about what you think about how you would acquire that, how you would
sure.
Assume that state of being.
I think we're very much in the same thought process on that. I think of it as a mindset. And so if you want to be entrepreneurial, if you wanted to start something entrepreneurial, you've got to start by thinking that way. And I find that the best way to do that is to do it in little ways. One of my favorite stories about how people do this is a story about a guy by the name of Richard Tate. He was the creator of Cranium. They used to sell their games in Starbucks, for those of you who remember, and then in Walmart, they kind of brought back the board game industry. His way of looking at the world differently was that every day he'd go out to lunch from his office and he'd walk a different path. And no matter what path he walked, he'd see something different every day, and his test for himself along the way was to say hello to somebody he hadn't seen for a long time or somebody he didn't know. Not to strike up a conversation necessarily, not to come home with the idea that was going to change his business, but just to get a different perspective. And the reason I like that story is it's so simple. There isn't a single person listening to us right now that can't go try something like that.
That's exactly right. You know what I call that, Larry? I call that meeting the world halfway.
That's a great expression, Jim.
Get out of your four walls and go meet the world. You know, your life comes together somewhere. Your life in the world comes together somewhere. There's a halfway point between you and the world, and you have to decide, okay, where's that joining together going to happen? Is it going to happen on my side of the halfway point, or on the other side? You know, am I going to meet the world? Am I going to do less than I should, or am I going to meet the world halfway, or am I going to go a little farther?
Well, it's a terrific
analogy. That's what your guy was doing.
I think you're right. And if you loop it back to what you said earlier, where we were drawing a comparison with liberty, liberty doesn't arrive on your doorstep in a FedEx package. You know, the colonists didn't sit back and say, England, would you please let us go? They had to be proactive about it, and it took time. But they built themselves into that mindset, and they decided step by step what it took to get there. It's the same thing with entrepreneurship. It's taking those first little steps, changing what you read, reading if you don't read, changing the people you ask to advise you about small parts of your business or small parts of your life. Anything like that can bring this flash of newness into your thinking, and that's what causes you to see the opportunities that become what we think of physically as entrepreneurship.
So you're saying blend the passion, the desire, the drive, blend the notions you have, maybe an idea that you have, blend all that with fundamentals, with things that you can learn to strengthen all those things.
Absolutely. And put yourself in an element that is unfamiliar. There's a terrific author that I know you know as well. His name is Dan Pink. Dan wrote a book called A Whole New
Daniel
Mind.
Pink's was on my show from the very beginning.
Well, he's a terrific guy, and I highly recommend his website, which is danielpink.com. But one of my favorite recommendations of Dan's is he said, look, go to a bookstore, go to a newsstand, go to the magazine section, and pick up three or four magazines that you would never touch. If you hate cars, pick up Popular Mechanics. If you are not into fashion, pick up Vogue. And look through that and say, what in here relates to me? Even though you think nothing in that magazine does, use your own filter of what you like and who you are and see if you can see just the advertisements differently. So he's saying, hone who you are by putting yourself someplace you wouldn't normally be. It's simple.
Larry, I've got to let that be the last word. What a great job you did today. Thank you for helping us develop this concept, the idea, the notion, the state of being of entrepreneurship. Larry Robertson, ladies and gentlemen, the author of A Deliberate Pause. I recommend that to you. That's his website, too. Larry, thanks. See you next time. Quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.